Hi, Alex.
Hey Joe, how are you, man?
Yeah, very good. Your voice is fantastic.
Well, thank you. And
Yeah.
that's a great compliment to get in the morning. So, where are you now? Are you in London or LA?
No, I'm in London.
Are
Yeah.
you living in London now?
I
Or
am. Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
For a time you were in Los Angeles, yeah?
So I was in Los Angeles, but it was only for the period I was recording in. I kind of did that piecemeal. So yeah, I was there for sort of 1 month at a time, really. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long way to go. I think the shortest distance between London and LA is like 5,500 miles. So that's kind of a commitment.
It well, yeah, no, it is a commitment. But then, I love getting on planes. I love just means I can exclusively watch films back to back. So without feeling like you've wasted your life.
Right. So I listened to The Canyon, your solo debut album, again last night, and man, this is a beautiful collection, and it's a little different. I want to talk to you about this.
Great, great. Well, I appreciate you listening to it. I love that you like it. Let's go.
The last time you and I had the occasion to speak was at this great place, this little studio called Stages Music Arts up above Baltimore.
I
This was
remember.
about 4 years ago.
Yep,
You
yeah.
and
You gave
Gus were
us you, yeah, you gave us the seasoning.
Ah, that's right, the Old Bay. Okay, so be honest. Do you like Old Bay?
I've got some in the cupboard.
Oh, no way.
I love it. I love
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
it's really good. You can put it on
Yeah.
popcorn, you can put it on anything.
You can do anything with it. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's the thing. I mean, and that's what I do. It goes on everything.
Yeah, okay. So you're kind of now an unofficial Marylander. So I'm giving you those creds right now.
Right, I'll take it. I'll put it on my CV.
There you go. So we were gathered for a session there, and it was all about the Dream, Aljay's fourth and most recent collection. And both you and Gus were brand new fathers.
We were, yeah, we were. I think that would have been the time, maybe a week before we had our children come on tour with us. And that was a whirlwind. It was two worlds colliding. But it was amazing. But yeah, no, we'd just become first-time fathers. And so touring just took on a new, it was just a very new experience of something that we were, well conditioned within. And it threw us for six, really. We couldn't get our heads around sort of like being dads, but then being on the familiar tour bus and doing the shows every night. It was surreal.
Speaking this morning to Joe Newman of Alt-J, whose project J. Jerome 87 arrives with The Canyon, Joe's solo debut album, June 26th. The music is lush and, to my ears, far less angular than you might expect from Alt-J. And the vocal idiosyncrasies that you're famed for have also sort of melted away. It's almost like, Joe, you've been spending time listening to a lot of classic pop and old soul records.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. I think I was finding that a lot of my writing was taking ingredients from maybe the soul world and the Motown world from like the 60s. And it reminded me that when I was a kid, my first discovery of like great singers was within this compilation that my dad had of old soul singers. And I listened to it religiously. And it was a weird experience because it didn't catapult an intense fascination with soul music, but it hit me at a time where I started to sing for myself. And my inflections and melodies were quite soul-like. But then I entered the indie music scene, the London indie 2003 music scene kind of world, and my singing completely changed to match what was happening at that time. And I think now I've reverted more to the way that I kind of discovered singing when I first started listening to music. And I really wanted to lean into that by working with a producer that had really good contacts in the kind of music scene, specifically within the discipline of Motown. So we had like these three amazing backing singers that came in and they sang throughout the album. And they're like co-narrators on this album. Soul was a kind of an ingredient to the canon for sure.
Songs like Juicy, Brush Me Like a Horse, Quaaludes. I'm thinking you were doing a lot of shrooms.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny you should say that. I've done shrooms a few times. The first time I did shrooms, it really like ruined me. and I had a lot of mental health issues as a result. However, something happened to me chemically where at a cerebral level, I managed to connect dots I couldn't do before. And my songwriting completely changed. And it's been documented a lot throughout the Alt-J archive of interviews that we've done, where I sort of like took mushrooms. It was in tea form. I later found out that I overdosed 7 times over the allotted amount.
Yeah.
And that I got this huge apology from my flatmate's best mate, who I didn't know, who set the tea up. And then like several weeks later, he was like, I've just realized I've taken the mushrooms again. And I realized I gave you 7 times the amount. And so I think what doing shrooms in 2007 has affected me throughout my life ever since, and has had a huge effect on my writing. And so, yeah, psychedelics played a part in the Kalyan for sure.
Okay. Interesting. The LA experience. I read a story about you encountering coyotes one morning, which is also a little bit trippy. Yeah.
Yeah. So I basically stayed firmly within East LA. So I was in Silver Lake. I was in Elysian Heights and Eagle Rock. My first trip to LA, I got off the plane the night before and I got up really, really early because I couldn't sleep. I decided to go to a Pilates class, and it was the only time I've ever done reformer, which is essentially Pilates on these bizarre machines that I never got the hang out of. And on the way to the Pilates class, I was driving down this hill. It was 6 in the morning. The world hadn't woken up yet. And I slammed the brakes on because this pack of coyotes just started walking across the road. And there was about 8 of them. And they were just taking their time. And it was really quite captivating because I'd never seen coyotes before. And it wasn't like I was in the wild. I was in this urban world. And they were all so relaxed and quite intimidating. And I was kind of anxious about the trip and what was going to come out of the trip. And I think having that experience of sort of this encounter, I think kind of calmed me down in a way. And all these existential kind of issues that I was having, being away from home, being away from my family, and working on new material with new people, came down to a level that I could manage. And I felt like that was partly due to this kind of like brief interaction with these coyotes. And like, I know that they're pests, and I know that they're villainized because they attack pets and kill pets. But that aside, there was something special about that moment. So I decided to sort of include that in the album artwork.
Yeah. I mean, sure, pests, but they have a right to live too. I mean, they're just making their way through the world just like we are.
Exactly. Yeah I agree. Yeah.
I got to ask you, during your time in LA, you obviously spent a fair amount of time in LA. Did you ever have one of those LA moments? I mean, that's a very LA moment, going to a Pilates class, you know, and then encountering coyotes in the road. But when I lived in LA, I was looking for a job. This is a long time ago. And I went into this coffee shop on 3rd Street down in Santa Monica, sat down, had a cup of coffee. And you know that recognition like in the back of your head where there's someone sitting next to you and the voice is very familiar. And it's just one of those moments I look over, it's Al Pacino. And I'm just like, oh,
wow.
I'm definitely in LA now. Did you have any moments like that where it was just like, okay, I'm totally in LA now?
Oh, so I had a moment where I was in the recording studio with Carlos, and his recording studio's in his back garden. And the house he was renting out to a band called The Destroy Boys. And they're this LA kind of punk band. They're really cool. And I started talking to the lead singer's friend. And I was talking to him for a while. And I went back into the studio. And Carlos explained to me that that was the drummer from Deftones. And I was like, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
I didn't have a clue. That's kind of the closest thing I came to fame and not knowing it. But yeah, but I mean, you know, LA is like there was a coffee shop called Canyon Coffee, which was just down the road from where I was staying. I later found out that it's arguably one of the kind of the trendiest coffee shops in LA. And it certainly felt like that when you went in. And so queuing up every day, I very much felt like in that queue that I was in amongst kind of like that trendy LA world. I said, you know, I have said in the past that it's almost like you're opening up a sauna because it's just so trendy. You're kind of engulfed by that trendy heat. So, yeah.
Speaking this morning to Joe Newman, you know him well from AltJ. JJerome87 is his handle for the new project, his solo debut album, The Canyon. I know you've got a handful of dates scheduled, Joe, but the only thing that I'm seeing thus far for the States is the Bowery Ballroom up in New York in October. Is that the extent of it, or will there be opportunity to catch you live with this music?
At the moment, that's what's scheduled, but that certainly won't be the extent of it. I do plan to tour this album. I'd love to come to the States. You know, you guys have been so supportive of me. Baltimore has been such an amazing place to play throughout the years. So I'm itching to come and play. So I think we're kind of working towards that. You know, I am starting this as a new artist. So I don't have the doors open to me as I would usually, I think, with the fan base that we have with AltJ. So it's a brave new world. And if there's a demand, I would be there in a heartbeat.
Joe, always a pleasure to speak to you, my friend. All the best with
this
beautiful new album, The Canyon. Great job on this. Looking forward to seeing you back in the States whenever possible.
I would love that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.